Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Chaos across the state continues just 5 days after the fatal shooting of Renee Good by an ICE agent in Minneapolis. In an Instagram video, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan gave multiple examples of Minnesotans who were assaulted or detained over the weekend.
We saw videos of two young men who were arrested while working at Target in Richfield. Both of them yelled out that they were U.S. citizens, and one of them yelled to bystanders to call his mom. A young Native American man, a descendant of the Red Lake Nation, was hit by ICE and violently dragged from a vehicle and detained for hours.
Federal officials like President Donald Trump and Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem say there are hundreds more federal officers coming to the state beginning today. Payments are starting to go out through Minnesota's new paid leave program. Department of Employment and Economic Development Commissioner Matt Verilek.
Right now, the average weekly payment going out to Minnesotans is $1,153. Those payments are based on how much someone earns according to a formula in the law and up to a maximum amount that's also in the law.
Verilek says more than 2,600 Minnesotans will start seeing payments over the next couple of days. In what some are calling the Hughes Bowl, the Minnesota Wild hosts the New Jersey Devils tonight at Grand Casino Arena. It will be like a family reunion as Quinn Hughes will go up against his brothers Jack and Luke, who play for the Devils. With a win tonight, the Wild will move into second place in the Central Division and have the second best record in the NHL. And Capitol Security will get another look tomorrow when the advisory committee meets to discuss new recommendations from a third-party assessment of the Capitol complex. That assessment included recommendations to add weapon screening and new technology. Senate Republican leader Mark Johnson.
There are some opportunities, I think, to increase safety within the Capitol itself. I think this is a good opportunity to review that. But what those systems are that we're going to be eventually using for that, we really have to scrutinize so we do not limit the people's access.
The advisory committee that meets tomorrow can only offer up a plan, but lawmakers will have to agree to it and the costs for implementing the changes. In other headlines, Attorney General Keith Ellison, along with Minneapolis and St. Paul, have filed a federal lawsuit to block what they call an unconstitutional surge of ICE agents in Minnesota. Ellison says he believes President Donald Trump is targeting Minnesota because of the state's diversity, democracy, and differences of opinion from the federal government.
Minnesota's non-citizen immigrant population is just 1.5%, which is half the national average. Our state's percentage is lower than Utah, Texas, and Florida's, but none of those states have thousands of federal agents swarming their streets or harming their people.
The state is asking for an immediate restraining order to halt the surge and prevent further harm. And a 3-year-old boy died Sunday afternoon after being bitten by a dog in Otter Tail County. Deputies say the attack happened at the boy's grandmother's home west of New York Mills. Investigators believe the toddler climbed into an outdoor enclosed area where an adult American bulldog was being kept. Authorities say the dog was euthanized. More news headlines available at MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com.